This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'll be back live next segment. The globalists are in grave danger. Their new world order is not going well. Humanity is waking up to them all over the planet. There are populist parties, nationalist parties, anti-World Economic Forum parties coming to power. The new conservative leader in Canada is completely anti-New World Order and just won the leadership of his party. If they held elections today, Justin Trudeau would be removed as the leader of Canada.
No, Trudeau, you're nothing but a communist pig!
Trudeau, you're the savior!
But why is it so important that we're on the air? Why is it so important your backing of the few oases of truth and freedom? Because as things get worse and worse, as the New World Order comes out in the open, people are hungering for the truth more than ever, and the globalists know if we stay on air and others stay on air, we will dominate the culture war, we will win, they will go to prison. They will be defeated. That's why it is critical, beyond critical, essential, that you continue in the face of censorship and everything that's going on by word of mouth, by text message, by email, by the side of your barn, the back of your car, calling you to talk radio, calling you to C-SPAN.
Frankly, what I'm focused on today is building the united front against what, and this is not hyperbole, what to me is U.S. fascism.
Let's chat with a few callers. John's up first out of Austin, Texas. Independent, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm listening to Mr. Mitchell here, and just as an American, and I'm wondering how it is that Trump is a cult and the Democratic Party is an cult when they've already instituted socialism, they've flirted with communism, and you talk about fascism, we can talk a lot about the Democratic Party and their neo-fascist views. So why is it that you want to bring the country together, yet you want to take this extreme side?
The Republican Party has been captured by a political cult. I don't use those words lightly.
Aligning to cult things. You can go back to Obama administration, but I would also go more recent history. You've got the Black Lives Matter, the Antifa siding with Democrats. The cities were burned down. People were murdered. It seems very cult-like. We've got the Biden administration with pharmaceutical companies spending billions of dollars, right, on vaccines that went from 100% efficacy to 40% efficacy, and they're making billions of dollars. We've had free speech taken away.
Plymouth, Michigan, this is Janice, line for Republicans. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Mitchell. There are none so blind as those who cannot see. Let me give you a little piece of advice. You will never succeed in your goal by insulting half the country and calling them fascists, racists, ultra-mega. So the political violence that you're talking about, that Republicans and ultra-megas are doing, it doesn't exist. It's a lie. It is a lie. There was political violence in our country in the summer of 2020.
Wherever you can be heard, know, whether it's by five people or 1,000 or 100,000 or 1,000,000, you're going to win the fight. Meanwhile, Democrat senator compares 9/11 terrorists to January 6 rioters.
The stunning thing to me is here we are 20 years later, and the attack on the symbol of our democracy was not coming from terrorists, but it came from literally insurgents attacking the Capitol on January 6th.
Some of those answers will come from Republicans, not the extremists that we're dealing with every single day. We've got to kill and confront that movement.
What is a semi-fascist?
Most people in America know that it is not helpful to our country when we have people who are denying elections or trying to obstruct the outcome of an election.
We are seeing an emerging threat, of course, over the last several years of the domestic violent extremist, the individual here in the United States radicalized to violence by a foreign terrorist ideology, but also an ideology of hate, anti-government sentiment, false narratives propagated on online platforms, even personal grievances.
But they're going to start, though, with Alex Jones. Oh, we're just going to censor Alex Jones, and then Donald Trump, and then, well, everybody. And, well, now it's a social social credit score through the banks that tracks what you buy and what you do. This is all being rolled out worldwide. It's here now. Powerful report, Unleash the InfoWar.
The best-selling book in America last week was The Great Reset and the War for the World, written by Alex Jones. Jones sold more than 56,000 copies of his book last week. But the New York Times lied about that because the New York Times doesn't want you to know that. The New York Times wants you to believe that Alex Jones is more discredited than the New York Times, the paper that started the Iraq War by lying about weapons of mass destruction and got a million people killed. So they lied about his book.
The Great Reset and the War for the World, the historic book that lays out the plans of the Great Reset Death Star and exposes the New World Order's plans for global enslavement. Get your copy now at Amazon.com to keep the book at number one and InfoWarsStore.com to help keep InfoWars on the air. The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. Now number one in the world.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So, we have lived to see it. World government cutting off the resources and flooding the borders, creating domestic strife in every major country. And the New World Order is cutting off all the major energy, starting wars with Russia. They're just getting started. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Friday edition. Spent a lot of time on this last hour, but I want to really drill into it. You have the official talking point we saw them put in the U.S. doctrine a year and a half ago, that any opposition to the Democratic Party and the Great Reset's terrorist, now becoming official with every talking head on every program you can imagine, hundreds of clips a day I'm seeing, that anybody that's against communism or the New World Order or open borders or inflation is a terrorist. And that our populist movement must be killed. These are quotes. If you think a blood red background and the president up there with troops behind him declaring war on the people was bad, now we know it wasn't a mistake. It wasn't some fluke. This is all done by design. And we sit back and go, this is historically tyranny. This is what tyrants do. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, he's wearing a military uniform with an armband on. Well, most of the time in history, that's what corrupt systems do. Dictatorships and authoritarianism is more common than freedom. So I want to play this incredible clip of Senator Josh Hawley annihilating the deep state spokesperson in hearings yesterday in the Senate from Facebook, where they just calmly go, yeah, big deal. We get direct orders on what to censor, but they're the ones that lied about the COVID shot or COVID itself and its origins and the masking and the lockdowns. Everything they did, they now admit's a lie. Oh, but we're going to censor you for your own good. And it's continuing on every front, on the borders and on currency and on denying man-made climate change. Any of this, you get censored. And then Biden has a big summit yesterday with the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center literally saying, we're going to just take over big tech in America if they don't get behind us when they're already totally behind them. What a moment, what a time to be alive. This is true fascism, true authoritarianism coming to America. But the good news is, finally, people are waking up. Here's the report.
Senator Hawley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Cox, I know that Facebook has said in the past that it's their position as a private company, you're not subject to the First Amendment. I assume that hasn't changed. Is that right?
That's correct, Senator.
But the United States government is subject to the First Amendment. I think we can probably all agree on. Hopefully we can. Hopefully that's still true in this country. Is it appropriate for Facebook to work with the United States government to avoid the First Amendment, help the U.S. government avoid the First Amendment?
Senator, we do think it is sometimes appropriate to be in contact with government and with government organizations.
To help them avoid the First Amendment?
Senator, I'm not sure what what specifically you're referring to.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think it's appropriate to work with the United States government to target private individual speech that is constitutionally protected?
Senator, I'm not aware of that.
Well, let me educate you. On July 16th, 2021, Facebook, an employee at Facebook wrote to the Department of Health and Human Services saying, and I quote, "I know our teams met today to better understand the scope of what the White House expects from us on misinformation going forward." On July 23rd, 2021, a Facebook employee thanked HHS, quote, "for taking the time to meet earlier today and wanted to make sure you saw the steps we just took this past week to adjust policies and what we are removing with respect to misinformation. This included," and I'm still quoting, "increasing the strength of our demotions for COVID and vaccine-related content." On April 7th, 2021, a Facebook employee thanked the CDC for responding to misinformation queries, and I quote, "we'll get moving now to be able to remove all but that one claim as soon as the announcement and authorization happens." On July 28th of this year, a Facebook employee reached out to CDC about, quote, "doing a monthly misinfo debunking meeting." The CDC responded, "yes, we would love to do that." Sure they would. On July 20th, 2021, Clark Humphrey at the White House, who's digital director of the COVID-19 response team, emailed Dave Sumner at your company, among others, asking any way we can get this pulled down, and cited a specific Instagram account. Within 46 seconds, your company responded and said, "yep, on it." That sounds like what in the law we call a pattern and practice of meeting, coordinating, and colluding with the United States government to target particular speech that no one in any of these emails alleges is incitement, which would not be constitutionally protected. No one in any of these emails alleges it directly encourages violence, which would not be constitutionally protected. So it appears to all be constitutionally protected speech on, I might add, very politically sensitive topics that Facebook is directly working with the U.S. government to target and remove. Is that your company policy to do this kind of thing?
Senator, we were quite public about our cooperation with health organizations during the unprecedented time of COVID. We knew that people expected and wanted accurate information on our platform. We had conversations with the CDC, with the World Health Organization, and with other public health organizations, not just in the U.S., but abroad, in order to understand how to help make sure that folks weren't getting information that could cause imminent harm.
Fair enough. So you're saying that this was, in fact, company policy to have these kinds of meetings with HHS, with the CDC, with the White House directly, that you did engage in this behavior, and you think that it was entirely fine. Is that your testimony?
Senator, I do believe it's appropriate for companies like ours to be in consultation with public health organizations and with government.
And you can confirm that things like taking down a private Instagram account and adjusting your policies at the behest of the White House.
Okay, pause. Back it up 10 seconds. I forgot to make one big point about this. Did you see the big announcement right in the middle of that? Which we already covered 2 years ago, which we noticed the agreements that were public. But did you hear the big announcement? He doesn't just take orders on what to censor from the U.S. government, which is illegal as hell. They take it from the United Nations and other international bodies. The World Economic Forum says they're going to quarterback censorship against open borders, against forced shots, against lockdowns, against carbon taxes, against banning your farms, banning your cows, shutting down your pipelines, shutting down your fuel. See, I live this, folks, and it's so frustrating. It's all mechanized. It's all prepared. It's all laid out. Remember that young golfer that had a golfing scholarship, great shape, and he had a heart attack, myocarditis, and a heart attack from the shot. And the doctor said it was that. And there was an article in Yahoo saying, "young man, you're not a bad person. And we admit you had a heart attack from the shot. But you could scare people from taking it, so we're still going to take your account on Facebook." Or his Instagram, it's a subgroup of Facebook. So yeah, you had a heart attack from the shot. Yes, it's true. You're still not allowed to tell the truth. Because he had his doctor come out and do another video and talk about it. They said, you know, you're just banned. They even said, it's okay, though. Enjoy that heart attack at 20 years old, buddy boy. Now let that sink into your noggin that he just said the United Nations tells. Well, it's not just the U.S. government. I mean, we get told by international bodies what to do. UN, world government, I have the articles coming back when we finish the clip, surveilling you. They've now admitted in this lawsuit by multiple states against Facebook. Facebook goes, yeah, we surveil people with AI, and then we ask the UN, do you want this censored? They say right here, I have the article. Well, of course we follow reports on the American people to the UN. Duh! And now, internationally, the UN runs credit card processing. They announced last week they're tracking gun owners and gun accessories at the UN. UN technocracy world government. It ain't just big tech raping us. They're just the tool to do it.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Strength. They hate this audience more than anybody in the world because you are the best this planet's got to offer. Know that and know how special you are. That's not words. You know it's true. But let that sink in. The eye of the tiger. 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 All right, here they are announcing the UN is in control of Facebook and the White House, being their control of the White House, censoring you and your family, suppressing treatments, suppressing the truth about their deadly shots in mass murder operations. Here it is.
Senator, I do believe it's appropriate for companies like ours to be in consultation with public health organizations and with government.
And you can confirm that things like taking down a private Instagram account and adjusting your policies at the behest of the White House and putting into place misinformation policies at the behest of CDC, that those things you think are appropriate. This was company policy to do so. Is that fair to say?
Senator, I'm not familiar with the Instagram account specifically that you're referencing, but we do know that people expected and hoped from the platforms that we would help them get accurate information about COVID during the unprecedented time, especially at the beginning.
Well, isn't there a difference between you as a platform putting forward information and censoring your users at the behest of the White House, the administration more broadly, and the CDC? Isn't there a distinction there?
We specifically wanted to work with public health experts to understand the relationship between information and behavior. And so we did consult.
No, you were directed by them. You were directed by them.
To understand how.
In collusion, criminal. Dirtbag, enemy.
Well, you didn't just consult with them to understand how they affected public health. You actually censored on their behalf.
You took orders.
You took these emails. I'm just quoting from a sample of them, which, by the way, have been disclosed in litigation. These emails show that you took censorship steps. You took down accounts. You planned misinformation policies. You adjusted your policies at the behest of the United States government. I mean, that's not just some theoretical thing. That's actually targeting your user's speech. But you're I appreciate your forthrightness, by the way. So, but you're saying that you think that's fine, and that was your policy.
Senator, we've been public about our policies on COVID misinformation specifically, as well as on misinformation generally.
And so you think you're not concerned about any of this? Nothing that I just read to you, you're not concerned about it at all?
Respectfully, Senator, I think the balance of how to protect free expression as well as public safety is a difficult issue. But it's one we're committed to working with outside experts and publishing our work.
Well, I appreciate you being so forthright. As I said, this is actually from litigation between the state of Missouri and the state of Louisiana and the federal government. I anticipate that your remarks under oath today are going to be very interesting and helpful to that litigation. I'll just say this. My view is that the United States government is bound by the First Amendment. They cannot encourage or coerce or incite or collude with a private party to get around the First Amendment, but you've just said to me today that that's basically what they did, that you coordinated with them repeatedly over a pattern of months and years to adjust and target your speech policies for protected speech at the behest of the United States government. I have to tell you, I've got a big problem with that, and I think all your users should too. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Ago, they swore in Klaus Schwab as the head of the UN and said he has full command of the UN policy. The WEF hasn't just penetrated our cabinets and governments. It's taken over our lives with big tech. And they're just hiding it in plain view. Yeah, the FBI called and said, block anybody talking about Hunter Biden's laptop 4 weeks before the election 2 years ago. And that's just the start of what we know they've done. They have U.S. intelligence agencies plugged into big tech with foreign operations. China, it came out, the same hearings is involved. China's involved at Twitter. CCP spies. Because the World Economic Forum and the UN and the Chi-Coms, all the radical Islam, are our enemy. And they're the ones coming after us. What an incredible video. Now, I want to play an imam here, because I'm not against Muslims in general. I want to play an imam here where he talks about TikTok. And this is true. How TikTok, owned and run by the communist Chinese, puts out destroying messages to kill the family and to kill our minds and our future. But then the very same algorithm in China puts out a different message of stoic strength and will and mathematics and military and physical combat. So while they're building men and women and families, they're sabotaging us with Hollywood and big tech and all of this. And the messages are all there to make you give up and roll over and die. And a lot of people caught in this web think, well, if I'm politically involved or culturally involved, that's hard. It's scary. It's like work. No, it's invigorating. I'm so alive, I can't even describe it to you. Because this is the animating contest of liberty that Thomas Jefferson talked about. Here is the imam talking about facts that everybody should know. We'll come back from break. We're going to hit all the other news, huge big developments straight ahead. But here's the report.
Do you know which country made TikTok? China. Do you know that China controls the algorithm of what you see? Do you know this? If you're in America and you open up TikTok, if you're in Britain and you open up TikTok, there is a specific algorithm to reach you that is not in China. If you're in China and you open up TikTok, what they, the Chinese government, wants you to receive as youth, as people using TikTok, are people who are doing good things, achievements, youth making social enterprise, youth becoming successful in math competitions, youth becoming masters of karate, youth doing something with their life. And you are rewarded. That algorithm is that the Chinese government makes you see positive things for social development. Did you know here and in the United States, they, China, send you a different algorithm? Do you know what they send you? All the nonsense that you see. They want you to see girls dancing, boys and girls dancing with each other, pranks upon your parents, pranks upon people. How many pranks do you see? Yeah, I'm not saying it's not funny. Some of them are downright hilarious. But if you want to destroy a nation, destroy a generation, you make them in their mind be rewarded with the dopamine for thinking stupid things are good, thinking that this is what you're supposed to grow up doing. A large proportion of people grow up thinking that this is what life is about. But in China, they don't let their children think that. Next time you open up TikTok or Instagram or whatever, and you see this, understand that you are being played.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to break down how to stop these. It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year, and I believe the most powerful, the man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic, the man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. It's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalists. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalists. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to patriotcollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the InfoWar. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Bad news travels like wildfire. Good news travels slow. They all call me wild.
It's better to be able to go to a sanctuary jurisdiction. And yes, we will help facilitate that transport for you to be able to go to greener pastures. Biden would fly people in the middle of the night, dump them all across this country. There was no warning on any of this. And all those people in D.C. and New York were beating their chests when Trump was president, saying they were so proud to be sanctuary jurisdictions, saying how bad it was to have a secure border. The minute even a small fraction of what those border towns deal with every day is brought to their front door, they all of a sudden go berserk, and they're so upset that this is happening. And it just shows you, you know, their virtue signaling is a fraud, okay?
So, millions of people a month are coming across the Texas, Arizona, California border, mainly Texas. They're sleeping all over the streets. the even leftist centers that are taking them in and shipping them all over can't even keep track of it. So there is a total crisis going on here. The reports are from the Border Patrol, it's 10 times what Obama did when he opened the border. Trump shut it down, basically. A little bit was coming through, but 95%. And so then they ship two plane loads, 100 people to Martha's Vineyard, and you would think it was the end of the world. And now they've already bussed those folks out to a U.S. military base. Oh, you can't come to Obama's neighborhood. So I think these videos speak for themselves. Let's play clip 8, 6, 10, and 19 just back to back. You have the White House press secretary saying, oh, they're horrible. They brought them here promising them housing and welfare. No, the Democrats did that. It's just so insane. Then she goes, well, Texas Governor Ted Cruz is the main reason this is happening. She's the White House press secretary and doesn't even know that Ted Cruz is the junior senator behind John Cornyn from Texas and that Greg Abbott is the governor. She doesn't even know the name of the governor of the most populous state. You think, well, that's a sign of the weakness of the new world order. No, it's not. The White House press secretary runs nothing. She's put there because she's an idiot. So is Biden. They keep talking about Fetterman in Pennsylvania. Oh, he can't even talk. Oh, Fetterman's an idiot. He'll probably make him president because he can't talk. In fact, play the clips back to back and then play Fetterman. It's not edited. It's just the excerpts cut out. Not edited to make him look bad. It's just the excerpts cut out of a 20-minute speech where he doesn't know what planet he's on. And that's the model of the future. He's presidential material because he doesn't know who he is. And he's obviously a very sick man. They're calling him a mutant. They're making fun of him. Obviously, he has acromegalia. Andre the Giant wasn't a bad guy. Don't make fun of people because he has acromegalia. Make fun of him because he's a really bad person. Share those clips back to back.
So, what are the most difficult challenges right now?
The difficult challenges are...
Hit pause again. I want to start this over. Sorry. Again, this is one of the leaders in Martha's Vineyard literally saying, we don't have places for them, we don't have jobs for them, don't bring them here. But you're telling them, come here, and they voted 85% in Martha's Vineyard for Joe Biden. So if you don't want to pour gasoline on yourself and light it on fire, lady, don't do it. But there's nothing like a leftist to be disconnected from reality. Sorry, start it over.
So, what are the most difficult challenges right now?
The difficult challenges are... we have, at some point in time, they have to move to somewhere else, right? We cannot, we don't have the services to take care of 50 immigrants, and we certainly don't have housing. We're in a housing crisis as we are on this island, and so we can't house everyone here that lives here and works here. We don't have housing for 50 more people.
We're just watching our residents.
Were you notified that they were coming, that these migrants would be showing up?
I have no comment.
Okay, so is it here?
Do you know where they need to go from here, or are you just trying to make sure they stay away from the government?
I have no comment. Yeah, just making sure that everybody's safe and away from us.
On what you call this political stunt with the asylum seekers. Let's specifically get into the location. Martha's Vineyard, the Naval Observatory. Can you talk to the issue of, you said Boston, it's an island that they sent the asylum seekers to, an island that is known to be, in some instances, a Democratic haven. Former presidents, former Democratic presidents vacation there, own homes there, etc. Could you speak to that as well as the Naval Observatory?
What I could say, and I've been very clear, it is a political stunt. That's what we're seeing from governors, Republican governors in particular. And it is a cruel, inhumane way of treating people who are fleeing communism, people who are and we're not just talking about people, we're talking about children, we're talking about families who are promised a home, promised a job, put on a bus, and, driven to a place that they do not know. And it is a cruel thing to do.
We are not a sanctuary state, and it's better to be able to go to a sanctuary jurisdiction. And yes, we will help facilitate that transport for you to be able to go to greener pastures. Biden would fly people in the middle of the night, dump them all across this country. There was no warning on any of this. And all those people in D.C. and New York were beating their chests when Trump was president, saying they were so proud to be sanctuary jurisdictions, saying how bad it was to have a secure border. The minute even a small fraction of what those border towns deal with every day is brought to their front door, they all of a sudden go berserk, and they're so upset that this is happening. And it just shows you, you know, their virtue signaling is a fraud, okay? They...
One of you, you didn't have a doctor in your life making fun of it, making light of it, or telling you that you're not fit to be served. Can you describe a stroke? What, you know, what's happened? If, so I use the example. So pretend I want to go to Wegmans. It's such the most important race for the Senate here for 22. We have to replace Pat Toomey. Oh, no, no. Senator Toomey was not very nice to me. Pat Toomey is a miracle. He had a chance to match me up again. Abortion is the ballot now in November.
That's who slaves of Satan are, is these pathetic people. Fetterman's not running anything. They're not the bosses. They are the globalist minions. So when we come back, I'm going to hit the vaccine narrative collapses, as Harvard study shows, jab more dangerous than COVID. We're going to hit what's happening to the economy with Russia. And we have a special guest in studio to talk about the collapse of the entire COVID narrative straight ahead. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. I also want to look more at the situation with Bill Gates and what he's setting up and what he's doing. So that's all coming up here today in the final segment of this hour and the whole next hour with our special guest we're going to have in studio. Remember, the globalists are working around the clock trying to shut this information down. That's why your word of mouth can trump everything they're doing. So share the live links from Infowars.com/show. Infowars.com/show.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells. cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Civil War. He doesn't want to get the blame for it. He wants to kill each other. I got a better idea. How about we wake up and expose who the real enemy is? There's blood on the streets. It's up to my ankles.
Blood on the streets. It's up to my knees. Blood on the streets. The town of Chicago.
We have a highly recommended individual, Dr. Peter McCullough and others. Every guest he's recommended has been amazing. Michael Hamilton is an attorney battling the vaccine tyranny. And with such giant developments, I can't wait to have him in studio. He's here with his wife and great family. That's coming up next hour. Look for that. Okay, so let's race through this news. I've already mentioned a lot of this, but I want to actually drill through the actual articles. Joe Biden rages against Republicans transporting migrants to Democrat elites. It's un-American. And we have that clip. We've already played Joe Biden saying it's un-American. But they call him here. He says, flood the border. We never played that clip yesterday. Will you guys cue that back up if you can? We've probably played it 100 times. We haven't played it in probably a year. He says, if I get elected, I want you to literally flood the border. So then they flood the border. And Texas and Florida governors say, we'll just ship a few hundred up to you. Oh, my God, it's a crisis. This is horrible. You're like the Holocaust. Democrats have said that. It's a Holocaust. You told them to come here. You told them. I mean, these are quotes. These are unconscious people. Here's a clip of Joe Biden telling the illegals to come here.
To have served with him. What I would do as president is several more things, because things have changed. I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
We're telling folks when I get elected, surge the border. And now they've surged the border millions a month, over a million a month in Texas alone. Hell on earth, total collapse, insanity, illegal aliens everywhere sleeping on the street. And it's the Republican governors of Florida and Texas's fault. It's Greg Abbott and it's Ron DeSantis's fault. So now, we already played the clip earlier, but he rages that it's un-American to bring people into the country. Because his idiot constituents can actually see what it's like to be in the rest of the country in their rich areas, because the Democrats have three times on average the money of Republicans. They're the rich people. They want to have a class war. Dumped on their doorstep. In fact, we already played the clip, but Kamala Harris put the illegals at her house. They go, get back from the fence. Get back from the fence. They have a fence. You can't. Look at the signs they have of the Martha's Vineyard. Liberal logic. Martha's Vineyard calls 50 illegal immigrants a humanitarian crisis, but 4.2 million illegal immigrants crossing the so-called secure border that Kamala Harris talks about. And the signs they put up say, we respect women. We value black lives. We stand with our LGBTQP community members. We stand with immigrants and refugees, with indigenous peoples. We stand with people of all faiths. We stand for our community, but don't come to our community. That was quick. Buses arrive at Martha's Vineyard and deport illegals off the island to military bases. Biden says we have a process in place to manage migrants as complete chaos unfolds beyond any imagination on the border. The press secretary, KJP, says illegals have been promised a home and a job by them. Meanwhile, war on the middle class, America suffers the greatest loss of household wealth in history. But there's new videos of Biden losing himself on stage, doesn't know who he is. Obama refuses to house migrants flown into Martha's Vineyard as Democrats lament open borders policy they voted for. We got all these photos coming out of Martha's Vineyard. Here is Obama's 15,000 square foot mansion. Not too worried about the sea level rising, are they? Oh, no, no, don't come here. No, 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 no. And, of course, look at the house of Al Gore, Obama, Romney, and John Kerry on Martha's Vineyard. You see any solar panels there? No, you don't see any solar panels. El Paso border crisis deepens as 1,000 migrants are left to sleep on the streets. Migrants from the global lockdown. Migrants from the shutdown. I remember these signs up the last 5 years. They're rainbow colored. It says, in this house, we believe black lives matter. Women's rights are humanitarian rights. No human is illegal. Science is real. Love is love. Kindness is everything. So if you see that sign, illegal aliens, go there and ask for free stuff. But you're not going to get it. So if it's good enough for the Democrat strongholds to have giant tent cities, how about they start to happen at their houses? There's one from Despicable Me. He says, sorry, illegal migrants. Southern border states are full, but I hear Martha's Vineyard is accepting reservations. It's actually Laura Loomer's idea 3 years ago. She took a bunch of illegal aliens she picked up on the California border, and took them to Nancy Pelosi's house, and she got arrested for it. Like, let's get Laura Loomer on Sunday. And it just gets crazier and crazier from that point out. The system's dying. The power structure knows you're not listening. They don't know what to do but crash things and hope you forget about what they did so they can pose as the saviors during the new crisis. Here's an example. Emmys for the last decade have slid to almost no viewers. But now TV's biggest night has lowest ratings in award history. But that's okay. They've got a new target at P.O. Wood. Coming out event hosted in nonprofit encourages kids as young as 5 to attend. But teach little kids who know who they are and haven't formed their identity to go give money to men dancing on stripper poles and decide they're gay. Got a name for that. It's called pedophilia, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely unprecedented evil. And what is the power structure's response to all of this, try to outlaw our speech and our resistance to what they're doing. We have a special guest coming up next hour, more on Biden's new declaration of war against the American people that he made yesterday and more. But first, this new article up on Infowars.com, Alex Jones is outselling Stephen King. It's because the plans of Klaus Schwab and the globalists are more terrifying than any horror show. You already have the book? Great. Thank you for the support. It's the Death Star Plans. Now share this article and get others to read the book. It's been off and on for 3 weeks, number one on the major best-selling list out there like USA Today and Wall Street Journal and Amazon. But, of course, the New York Times wouldn't even put it in their top 100 list because they're fraudulent criminals that launch wars and tyranny and all the rest of it. But The Great Reset and the War for the World is available at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get unsigned copies for 20-something bucks or do the fundraiser and get the historic signed copy, and we need your support. Please, you know who you are watching. Take action. Don't just be a spectator. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get The Great Reset and the War for the World, get a signed copy. It is a fundraiser to keep us on the air and battle all these Democratic Party attacks. We're fighting the big boys toe-to-toe. We're winning thanks to you. But history's happening now. Get The Great Reset and the War for the World exclusively signed at InfoWarsStore.com. And finally, the Teddy Roosevelt coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. The man in the arena with the gladiator on the back, Teddy Roosevelt on the front, is another fundraiser coin. There's only 10,000 of these. There's only like 7,000 left. And I want to thank you all for your past support. I want to encourage those of you out there that can to go get the coin to keep us on air and have this memento, this historic item, this piece of the InfoWar, knowing you commissioned the InfoWar at the most critical time. And I got a lot of big things cooking, a lot of things developing that are going to help us fund things in the future. But right now, it's critical to go to 1776coin.com, 1776coin.com, and get the Teddy Roosevelt coin if you want this piece of history and support the broadcast. But after we beat this thing, this will be handed down for generations, a true piece of 1776 2.0. Want to be involved in 1776 2.0? Go to 1776coin.com and get the man in the arena, Teddy Roosevelt, Citizen of Republic coin. It is a limited edition finite coin, 1776coin.com. And then all the tip of the spear news we engage in, and breaking the globalists and exposing their agenda, it all gets financed by you. And again, I salute you, and I thank you, and I appreciate you, 1776coin.com or InfoWarsStore.com for the Great Reset and the War for the World, because there is a war going on, and we're here talking about it. This isn't just some other channel you tune into and some other perspective. No. We are on the front lines of this fight, and we're going to win together. So thank you all for your incredible support. Regardless, if you don't have two pennies rubbing together, that's fine. Just share the links to InfoWars.com/show. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.